بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Continuing the chapter of the Kitab al-Mu'amalat, financial dealings in Islam. And as you've been understanding and listening all this time, when it comes to a person's rozi and sustenance, as believers in the commands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a divine system of sustaining. One is the worldly system, where Allah Ta'ala has kept some effect. But the spiritual system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most effective and the correct way. So in regards to rozi and sustenance and a person's mindset, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned regards to hoarding goods. Persons involved in trade, but greed, incorrect yaqeen, then has the effect on a person's mindset, his heart. He does business, he becomes stingy at times, greedy at times, begins to hoard goods, and he waits for the prices to rise, and then he sells. This is not the correct mindset of a believer that believes that sustenance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and my existence in this world is to serve the deen of Allah. In the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, Al-Khalqu Iyadullah, that the entire creation, including the disbelievers, are all the Iyal, and they are dependents upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire creation depends upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The literal meaning of this hadith, Al-Khalqu, the creation, they are the family of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Believer, disbeliever, the kafir, the Muslim, are all the family of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in the sense that they depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the commentary of this hadith, ulama explain that the stepping stone to gain the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is to love the creation of Allah and to serve the creation of Allah. Be a non-Muslim or a Muslim. Immaterial, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still has a love for every single creation, because we do not know when that creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn to Allah in istighfar, in tawbah, repentance, will believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And I don't have guarantee I will die upon iman. Nor do I have guarantee that this believer will die upon kufr and disbelief. Therefore our life is between hope and fear. So we serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and serve the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In regards to hoarding goods, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who hoards goods is accursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, how evil is a person who hoards, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lowers the prices, he becomes sad. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the prices, he becomes happy. This is not the mindset of a believer. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, they regarded that person to be an evil person. That when the creation of Allah is harmed, then he becomes happy. And when the prices go down and his profit decreases, then he becomes sad. It shows the condition of his iman, his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saddens him. What is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him happy. So it shows the condition of his iman, greed for dunya, and his drive for dunya. In a narration, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever brings provisions, this in regards to he brings provisions from out of town, whether out of his city or he does import-export, imports goods. Whosoever brings provisions, that is grains, from outside for giving it to people cheap, this is his niyat, I am here to serve the creation of Allah. And in serving the creation of Allah, he will get du'as. People will be happy. Allah will become happy. And this is a stepping stone to becoming the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So regards to bringing provisions, and here ulama explain also, more specifically refers to food items, what people are in need of. So whosoever brings provisions, grains, food items, etc., from outside for giving it to people cheap, receives an increase in his livelihood. To his eye, I am not making a profit or a bigger profit right now. I'm giving it cheap. But from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your livelihood is increasing right now. How it will increase, the barakat will come into your life. And all, as you always mention, barakat in your iman. Now you got more time for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Barakat in a'mal, barakat in taqwa, barakat in your life, in your health, in your family, in your children, in your home, in your business. He's sending it cheaper, but Allah is saying you're blessed. I will increase your livelihood. Whosoever brings provisions, that is food items, from outside for giving it to people cheap, receives an increase in his livelihood from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the one who withholds such things is accursed by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What does it mean that he imports the goods? وَنِحْتَكَرَ فَهُوَ خَاطِئٌ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says more or less, the person who hoards goods, he brings items from out of town, and he keeps it in his warehouse. He holds it back till the time increases. And people are in need right now. They need the item, but he's holding it back. He holds it back till the price increases, and then he releases it on a higher price. And it makes him happy, I made a profit. But people are suffering all this time. The item wasn't available in the marketplace, but he had it right now. Till the stocks around him depleted, or they went low, now he would release. Abu Laysa Marqandi rahmatullah alayhi has explained that some persons buy provisions from other cities so as to sell them to the people at a cheaper rate. For such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides an increase in their livelihood because they do so for people's benefits who make dua for their welfare. The person who withholds goods is one who buys things with the intention of hoarding and thus harming people by keeping back provisions, waiting for an increase in their price despite people's urgent requirements. People are suffering, but he's happy. He's looking at the profit that I will make later on. Not looking at the pain the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going through right now. So he's here just to suck the blood of people. I'll make a higher profit and I'll live a better life. Although they are suffering right now. He's an accursed person. When he say he's accursed, in Sharia it means when the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon a person, effectively it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed that person from his rahmat and mercy. He is no more under the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If that person is not under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can imagine the condition of his iman, the condition of his health also, and his life is under the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that type of a person is accursed because of his greed, miserliness, and profiteering. Another hadith says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts such a person with poverty and leprosy, ill health, with poverty and leprosy, although he's making an extra profit. But he's a rich, poor person. Maybe affluent, but really he's a poor man. He's not going to enjoy life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts that person with poverty and leprosy. The person who holds back food items for 40 days, he holds back food items for 40 days and prevents sale despite the people's urgent need. So that person is accursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is enjoying the suffering of the people. It is clear from this that anyone who brings harm to the Muslims and drives them into starvation suffers a physical punishment like leprosy and also poverty. On the contrary, in the case of a man who brings goods from outside and sells them cheaply to people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly helps him by increased livelihood and other benefits. A hadith also says, how wicked is a man who withholds grains and feels unhappy. He withholds grains and food items and feels unhappy when prices go down and is delighted when they are on a higher or they go up. Another hadith says that if a person hoards grains for 40 days, that is food items, despite it being needed by the people and refuses to sell it, but later gives away the whole lot as sadaqah, the part of Allah, he gives it. The same people that are suffering now, he goes and distributes to them free of charge. It will not atone for his sin of hoarding and holding back the goods. That sin will still be recorded. When people are suffering at that time, we did not release at that moment. Now you give a sadqa, your guna and sin will not be wiped out. So we can understand from this, my dear brother, this is one way to gain barakah from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If we know right now in a certain area, they don't have certain food items. Although it's not my line. I'm doing some other import, export, other type of business. But I understand right now this is the demand that people need the certain food items. Allah Ta'ala has given the heart, I will bring it in and sell it at a cheaper price. Whether in the outlying areas, within the city centers, one, two items, three items, just to relieve the people what they are going through. We can imagine this from the side, in the eyes of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, what profit he's making for his dunya and akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah.